ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो आई एम डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितमृता एज रिक्वेस्टेड बाय प्रभु। आई थिंक आई विल कीप इट ओपन बिकॉज देयर इज नो पर्टिकुलर वर्स आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्कस। वी आर जस्ट गोइंग टू डिस्कस पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य एंड व्हाट आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्कस इज अबाउट नमो महावदनीयाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिश्व नमः। सो महाप्रभु इज द मोस्ट मर्सीफुल इनकार्नेशन। सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य ही इज कॉल्ड द मोस्ट मर्सीफुल इनकार्नेशन। Why is called most merciful? Wasn't Lord Krishna most merciful? He was very merciful. If you read Krishna's pastime, he delivered Putna. That's a classical example. So in fact, in Bhagavatam we read, Sukhdev Goswami, he left Vyasa and he was just roaming in forest. And he heard this verse about Putna, how Lord Krishna delivered Putna. That verse, Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam, that famous verse. Krishna, Putna came to kill Krishna, and Krishna not only delivered her, but gave her the position of his mother in spiritual world. There is no other incarnation which did this. Even Lord Rama, he didn't give this position. To demons. This is nowhere mentioned. There are three incarnations of Lord which are very famous and very important. Lord Krishna, Lord Rama and Lord Narasimha. Other incarnations, they do pastimes, they go back. In their incarnations, they don't give liberation as such. But these three incarnations, they award liberation. But out of these three, Lord Krishna is the most important incarnation because he not only awards liberation but he awards love of God even to demons. And when Sukhdev Goswami heard this, he was taken aback, and he then went to Vyasadev to hear entire Bhagavatam, everything about Krishna. So the point is, Krishna is extremely merciful. There are so many songs about Krishna being merciful. So what about Lord Chaitanya? What is so difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna? Lord Chaitanya is Namo Mahavadaniyaya, the most merciful incarnation. Why is it like that? Because Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, first chapter, it's a famous verse, Anarpita Chiram Chirat Karunya Avatirna Kalau Samarpaitum Unnata Jwala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that which is never awarded to people who never heard about religion. They never even heard the name religion. To these kind of people. These kind of means to people like us. We didn't hear about, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we didn't know what is this word dharma. And Prabodhananda Saraswati, he writes in his book, Chaitanya Chandramrita, he writes, Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada Saraswati writes that people who never heard, who never knew, who never even smelled religion, to him, Lord Chaitanya is giving love of God. You can imagine. Love of God, in that song we sing, Brahmara Durlava Prem Sabhakara Jache. This one book, there's a song. Love of God is even rare for Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. And Lord Chaitanya is distributing on the streets. Isn't this Namo Mahavadaniyaya? But the point is, Krishna's Kaviraj Swami says, Anarpita Chiram Chirat, which was never bestowed. Lord Chaitanya is not only giving love, but he's also giving the eligibility to attain that love. That's the difference between other avatars and Lord Chaitanya. He's giving the eligibility to attain that love. How is giving eligibility to attain that love? By by his teachings. And then, well, you may say, you know, I can't understand the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I am so dull. It's Kali Yuga, you know. We are manda samanda matyo. We are so dull. We can't understand teaching Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya says, no problem. I'll give you the intelligence to understand my philosophy. And then, well, you may say, well, I can, fine, by your mercy, I can understand the philosophy. But my heart is dry. I can't taste the love of God. Even if you give me love of God. Lord Chaitanya says, no problem. I'll give you even the taste. He gives everything. He gives a vessel. He gives a nectar. He even gives the money to buy that vessel. And then he gives also the capacity to drink that nectar. He gives everything. That is why he's Namo Mahavadanyaya. In fact, Bhakti Sandasa Thakur, he mentions that Christ, he was so merciful. He was asking everybody to surrender to him, and he was saying, surrender to me, have faith in me, and I will deliver you. So Bhakti Sandha said, Prabhupada said that, well, Lord Chaitanya was even more merciful than Christ, because he even didn't ask them to surrender. Even if you don't surrender, I'll give you love. And even if you run away from me, I'll catch you, bring you back, and I'll forcefully give you love. There's no incarnation like that. No incarnation. There have been no incarnation, never in history, never in future. That's why Mahaprabhu, you know, and Prabhupada in Madhya Leela, he writes, when Mahaprabhu is coming and distributing the love of God, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he calls Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. He says, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, you go and distribute love of God. See, I brought this love of God, fruits of love from Golok, and go and distribute to everybody, because then they asked, you know, my Lord, you can do everything yourself. Lord Chaitanya says, well, I am feeling helpless. I can't do. I need help. So Prabhupada writes in that purport that this is mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that he becomes helpless. That's also another mercy. He can do everything, but he becomes helpless, and he asks us to distribute this love to others. And you see, even if Lord Chaitanya is the most powerful, he can deliver entire world. Prabhupada says, a pure devotee can deliver entire world, even one devotee. So, but Prabhupada left translation of 11th and 12th canto, no? Srimad Bhagavatam, he didn't translate. So they asked Prabhupada, why did you leave 11th and 12th canto Bhagavatam translation? You could have done. Prabhupada said, well, I left it for you to do service. So that's why Lord Chaitanya, he could have done everything, but he left this movement in our hands. Okay, now you handle, and you take it forward, and take the credit. So he not only gives love, he also gives a credit. I mean to say, he could have given everything, and then he could have said, well, credit is mine, you know, I'm giving everything. But he doesn't do like that. He remains in the background, and he gives us a credit. He shows us that he's helpless. This is Lord Chaitanya. That's why he's so merciful. This is one aspect of him. Another aspect of him is, he's so merciful because he's very strict. This you might not have thought about, no? Because it is said Lord Chaitanya is soft as a rose and hard as a thunderbolt. So you know, when he was in Jagannath Puri, he left his dear disciple Kadathar Pandit. He took sannyas. So when he was going for preaching, he left him behind. So Kadathar Pandit was saying, my dear Lord, why you're leaving me? Why you're... I want to stay with you. Mahaprabhu told, no, you stay back. You're not supposed to come with me. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Gadadhar Pandit, he fainted. But Mahaprabhu didn't turn back. He didn't look back. And the same thing happened with Sarvam Bhattacharya. Are you aware of all these names? You're aware of all these names?
I know
There was a devotee Sarvam Bhattacharya in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya was going for a South Indian tour, preaching tour. So all the devotees in Odisha, they asked Lord Chaitanya, we can't live without you. So what to do? We'll die without you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, well, I have to go for preaching, you know. So that's my plan, you know. So all devotees told Mahaprabhu, we can't stop you because you are Ishvara, you are God. You have planned, so it must happen. But at the same time, you should think about us. Mahaprabhu told, well, that's okay. I've already thought, I'm going, thank you very much. He just left. And he never turned back. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, he writes there that all devotees felt as if their heart was broken to millions of pieces. And they fainted, all of them. Is this mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Yes, this is. He's extremely merciful. He gives love, and also he makes his devotees faint. He drowns his devotees in ocean of nectar. He drowns his devotees in ocean of lamentation. That is special gift of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came to give us happiness. Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, he came to give us sadness. If you read, anyway, that's a very high things, but Prabhupada mentions there. Mahaprabhu taught us how to be sad for Lord Krishna. That's what is Antya Leela all about, no? Mahaprabhu's life is divided into three parts, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela. He lived for 48 years on this planet. First 24 years life history is given in Madhya Leela. And then last 24 years, it's in Antya Leela. And in the last 24 years, divided into two parts, 12 years and 12 years. First 12 years, he was preaching, he was active. But then last 12 years of his life, he was just sitting and weeping for Krishna. Oh my Lord, where are you? That's what his mood was. And he was showing, Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, the only trick to learn from Lord Chaitanya is to learn how to cry for Lord. That's what we have to learn. So that's why he is called the most merciful incarnation, because he has taught us how to cry for Lord, how to be greedy for Lord. That's what I was talking about yesterday. There was one devotee, Anantacharya. There's a place in Bengal, Atisara. And there's a devotee, Anantacharya. He invited Lord Chaitanya to his house. Actually, he didn't invite. Lord Chaitanya came to his house. And he told, my dear Lord, you stay with me. So Lord Chaitanya told, well, I can't stay with you because I have so many devotees to go and meet. So he told, well, do something. I can't live without you. So Lord Chaitanya duplicated himself. He made two copies of himself. And then he told, okay, choose one. So he told, okay, fine, you know. So Anantacharya was thinking, you know, what to do. So he chose one. And then as soon as he chose one, that form became a deity. And the other form, he started going. So then Anantacharya told, my God, you're deceiving me. So he told, no, I want the form which is walking, which is not a deity form. So Mahaprabhu told, okay, fine, then I'll stay. Then actually he stayed, and the deity form became real form. It started walking, and the real form became deity form. So Anantacharya was like, you're going mad, you know. He was again, I want that, and again, Lord Chaitanya was becoming deity. Then finally Lord Chaitanya told, no problem. See, you have to keep deities, but no problem. As whenever you offer me food, I will personally eat in front of you. I'll personally eat. And that deity form is still there. If you come to Mayapur anytime, it's not in Mayapur, it's south of Bengal, Atisara. We went there, that the height of that deity is 8 feet something. 8 feet. It's real. Lord Chaitanya became deities, you know. It's very, very tall. And the same incident happened in Gauridas Pandit. You know Gauridas Pandit, everybody? He was a famous devotee in Ambika Kalna. And Lord Chaitanya, he sat in meditation. And people asking, you know, what are you doing? So Gauridas Pandit told, see, if I am a devotee and if I love Lord Chaitanya, he's going to come and meet me. I am not going to go and meet him. So that was the test of his love. So he just sat in the neem tree, and then Lord Chaitanya came to him. Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to him, and they both duplicated themselves. The same thing happened there. And all of the four, two Lord Chaitanya, two Nityananda Prabhu, they were sitting together, and Lord Chaitanya told, give me food. He offered food to all the four people. And then Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu told, fine, we are going. Choose one set. So Gauridas Pandit, obviously, what he'll choose. He chose one set. The set which he chose, they became deities. And another set just walked away. Then he told, my God, I want that set. And it was going to and fro. And those deities are still there. In Abhya Kalna, you can have darshan of those deities. And you know what happens? That pujari, they don't give darshan. After 2 minutes, they close that darshan. Because they are very apprehensive that Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, they'll run away with somebody. that's what they do. Because this happened, actually. There was one disciple of Lord Chaitanya, Gauridas Pandit. There was a disciple of Gauridas Pandit whose name was Hriday Chaitanya Das. Famous disciple. He came to Gauridas Pandit. He told, I want initiation. Gauridas Pandit told, okay, fine. So Hriday Chaitanya, Gaur Purnima came, birthday of Lord Chaitanya. Gauridas Pandit told, you arrange for festival, I'll come, and then we'll host the guest. So he arranged everything for festival, but Gauridas Pandit didn't turn up. So Hriday Chaitanya, he was thinking what to do. He invited all the guests and he conducted the festival without his spiritual master, Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit came, he told, my God, what you are doing? Without my order, you conducted this festival. I don't want to see your face. Get out, get lost from here. So Hriday Chaitanya Das, he left that place. And Gauridas Pandit, when there was puja time, he opened the altar and he found no Gaur Netai there. They were no longer there. He was perplexed. What happened? Where is Lord Chaitanya? Where is Lord Nityananda Prabhu? And he could understand. He just went there. Hriday Chaitanya Das, he was sitting beneath a tree. And he saw the Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. They entered the heart of Hriday Chaitanya. They ran from the altar. And they entered the heart of Hriday Chaitanya. That is why the name of this devotee is Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday means heart. Chaitanya means Lord Chaitanya. He entered the heart of a devotee. This is the mercy of Lord. Lord Chaitanya not only awards love, but he himself enters the heart of the devotee. If there is just one qualification Lord Chaitanya asks, he'll give you everything. Just one qualification he asks you so that he can give you everything, whatever you need. What's that qualification? What is that qualification? What he wants from us? He doesn't want surrender. No problem. Even if you don't surrender, no problem. But he wants one qualification. No, love devotion he'll give you. we don't have. But one thing he needs.
Simplicity?
Huh?
Simplicity?
Okay, you're up to this point, yeah. Let me just put it like that. He wants nishkapatam. Kapat? No duplicity. That's what he wants. The point is, he wants, he'll give you everything, but you should want to have it, no? First of all. If you don't want to have it, then how is he going to give you? He can force giving you, but if you really don't want to have it, then you can't do anything. Chaitanya Prabhu says in Chaitanya Nipta, I have spread a net all around the world and I want to catch people and give love of God. But what can I do for those people who want to run away from me? I can't do anything. So that's what Lord Chaitanya wants, that's all. He doesn't want duplicity. The point is, he doesn't want that we pose as devotees and in the heart we want something else. He dislikes that. He accepts people who have lust. He accepts people who have anger. He accepts people who have enviousness. He accepts people like us who are absolutely have no value, useless people. But he dislikes people who have kapat. Kapat means who have some other intentions in the heart. You have some other intentions and you are trying to do devotion for the Lord. That he doesn't like. So, why he doesn't like, why he doesn't want to give love to these kind of people? Because if he gives love to these kind of people, if we have some other intention, and if he gives love of God to us, then we will not have value for this love. Is it? We want money. At the same time, we are showing we want devotion. And if he awards love, we will have no value for love. And if we offend love of God, then we are going to hell, 100%. Because what is great? God, devotee, or love? If you think about it, Prabhupada also mentioned love. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not God. In Vrindavan, love is God. Love is the boss. Because love is controlling Krishna, and love is controlling gopis and everybody. Krishna book Prabhupada writes that. So this is how Lord Chaitanya is merciful. Lord Chaitanya, you know what? Lord Chaitanya asked all his devotees. He called Haridas Thakur, Sanatan, Nityananda Prabhu. He asked them, you go and preach. Ghare ghare jaye, mangi ahi bhiksha. Go to every door, beg them. And what should you beg them? Beg them, please chant Hare Krishna. This is what you are supposed to do. And Lord Chaitanya himself was doing that. That song is there. Sonar, what is that? Bhumite lotaye. Sonara parvat bhumite lotaye. When Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they used to go preaching door to door. They used to ring the bell. And people used to open the door. And then they used to say, well, do you want rice? You know, in India. You want rice, you want atta, you want money. Mm-hmm. So Lord Chaitanya, I don't want all these things. So people used to say, get lost then. You don't want to see your face, you know, what kind of people, what kind of saints you are. So then as soon as they are about to close the door, they see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya who are not there. And where they are on the floor. They are on the floor and rolling on the ground and begging them, please chant Hare Krishna once. Now, of course, we can't do all these things, stuff. We can't do, this might seem crazy. But they were doing that time, at that time. And when people used to say, okay, fine, we chant, okay, get lost, Hare Krishna. then Mahaprabhu used to say, okay, my thing is done. So this, Prabhupada says, Mahaprabhu infused energy into Hare Krishna, power into Hare Krishna mantra. Previous to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna mantra existed. People were chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Madhva Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya. It was there, it is there in Vedas. But when Mahaprabhu came, he himself chanted Hare Krishna mantra and infused power into that. Power is already there in the mantra, but he manifested it. So that when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, we can access that power. By his blessings, all offenses are liquefied. That's what he did. Chaitanya Charita says, Yogyata ayogyata na karha vichar. Mahaprabhu doesn't want that you should, no problem even if offensive. By my blessings, all offenses are liquefied. And if you go to Mayapur, that's why people say Mayapur is more merciful than Vrindavan. In fact, if you want to attain Krishna, the way is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. There's one song in by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no? Vraje Radha Krishna Pave, what's that song? Nitayar Karuna Hove, Vraje Radha Krishna Pave. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we'll attain Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Why? Because to worship Radha Krishna, Prabhupada says to worship Radha Krishna is very difficult because they are offenses. But to worship Lord Chaitanya, it's very easy, there are no offenses. This doesn't mean that we'll keep on doing offenses. That's not the point. We have to avoid that. But he forgives. And there's a verse. Chaitanya siddhant karha vichar tabe pave chitte chamatkar. It's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you think about mercy of Lord Chaitanya, your heart will become surprised with wonder. What he has done. Without Lord Chaitanya, none of us would have been here, no? Without Lord Chaitanya, no Narottam Das Thakur. No Loknath Goswami, no Prabhupada, no Bhakti Siddhanta, None of it. And it is plan of, even now pastime of Lord Chaitanya is going on. It's not that pastime finished. Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya's pastime not finished. Lord Chaitanya's pastime will continue for 10,000 years from now, even if he's not there. Through his devotees, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta, Lord Chaitanya, even you all. We are all a part of plan of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada says in one of his purport, we are all associates of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada says that it's not that Advaita Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, they are associates of Lord Chaitanya. We are also all associates of Lord Chaitanya, but we have to keep up to that standard. That's what we have to do. So that people can see, they are really associates of Lord Chaitanya. And what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing? What's his main thing? Distributing mercy. That's what we have to do. If you distribute mercy, you get mercy. If you don't distribute mercy, you don't get mercy. That's a law. Because Lord Chaitanya will think, if you don't know how to distribute, then why should I give you? That's the point, no? If you don't want to give others, I'll not give you. If you give to others, he will give you fully. So that's why Lord Chaitanya says, ask us, all of us, to preach. Preach, what's that verse? Nagar Adigram. Amar Aage Hoye. You know that verse? Go to every nook and corner of the world. What's that verse? Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna of Desh. Amar Aage Guru Hoye. Taro E Desh. You know this verse everybody knows. By my order become Guru. But you know what's the next verse of this? Next verse is excellent. Amar Aage Guru Hoye. Taro E Desh. Tavuna bandhi bhai toi vishay tarang. Punarapi thai pape morasang. Lord Chaitanya says, if you preach, there is difficulty in preaching. I know. There is a lot of maya outside there. I know. But if you preach, if you participate in my pastimes, the pastimes where I am distributing mercy, then illusion will not touch you. Tavuna bandhi bhai toi vishay tarang. Maya cannot affect you. And after this life, you will attain my association. This is promise of Lord Chaitanya. So this is what we have to do. But there's one important thing which Lord Chaitanya gave us, which no incarnation gave us. That is, Krishna's Kavya Goswami says, Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Drisho. He gave the love of Srimati Radharani. That's his speciality. Yadi Gaura Na Hoyate, Tabhi Ki Hoyate, Kemone Dhari Dam De. If Lord Chaitanya would not have been there, Vasu Ghosh, one of the servants of Lord Chaitanya, he's singing. If Lord Chaitanya would not have been there, what would have happened? So you will ask, why? What would have happened? Well, my life will continue. No. Radhara Mahima, Prema Rasa Seema, Kemone Janaite. Who would have told us what is the love of Srimati Radharani? There's Lord Chaitanya revealed this to us. How much Radha loved Krishna. When she loved Krishna, what she felt. These three things. And how she relishes the qualities and pastimes of Lord Krishna. This thing Mahaprabhu revealed to us. Because Srimati Radharani is the topmost devotee. She is the topmost devotee. And Srimati Radharani helps us to understand how to sacrifice for Krishna. That's what Srimati Radharani helps us to understand. Srimati Radharani helps us to understand how to serve Krishna without any selfish motives. That is Srimati Radharani. She helps us to understand the secret. Gopi means secret. She is the topmost gopi. The secret that you have to live for God, live for Krishna and die for Krishna. The secret that serving devotees is more relishable than serving God. In spiritual world, it's not God first. It's devotees first. All these secrets Lord Chaitanya revealed to us through pastimes of Srimati Radharani and revealing the love of Radharani to this material world, to all of us, which absolutely we are unqualified. we, you know what, if you give a diamond to a child, what is going to do?
Put it in his mouth.
Yeah, put it in his mouth. That's all. He doesn't understand anything. That's what we are. He's going to give us love of God. And what are we going to do? We just put it in our mouth and digest it and finish it off. We don't have any understanding what is love of God. Seriously. At least me. I don't know about you. Seriously. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we know what is love of God. At least we know the concept. People even do not know that. People have no idea what do you mean by God, what do you mean by love of God. So by Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have that vision. He has given that goal. He has given the path. And He has given the process to attain that path. Now it is our job to do it. He has given the process. We have to apply. He will also give the power to apply. It's not that He will not give the power. He will give the power, but if we stick to Him. That's all. We have to remain with Him. In His movement, with His teachings, He will do the rest. What is impossible for us, He'll make it possible. You know, it is said in Satyoga, the process was?
Meditation.
Yeah, Krita Yadhyayato Vishnu. Satyoga people used to meditate. And then in Treta Yoga, next stage, Tretaya Majato Makhai, people used to do yagyas to please God. Then in Dwapar Yoga, they used to do?
Devarship.
In Kali Yoga? Sankirtan. But the question is, if we know that chanting of the holy names is the topmost process, didn't those people knew? Satyoga people? Satyoga people, but Paramahamsas know? Mm-hmm. Obviously they should know. If we have read Bhagavatam, they should also have read Bhagavatam. I mean to say, we are not such a prerogative that we have read Bhagavatam. They knew. But the point is, the question is, why in those ages meditation is a process? Why in those ages, why it is not open? Holy name is not open to everybody. Why it is said in that age meditation is a process and in Kali Yuga Sankirtan movement is a process? You get my question? What's the answer for that? Why it's like that? Why didn't Krishna come and tell to Satyoga people, okay, you also chant? Treta, you also chant. Dwapar, you also chant. Kali Yuga, you also chant. Finish. No process, no meditation, no yajna. Make it simple, no? Why do make it complicated? Satyoga, meditation, Dwapar, yajna, Treta, yajna, Kali Yuga, only chanting of holy names. What's happening? Any answers for that? Did you ever think about it? You know why? Because, see, all of them knew that holy name is topmost. Because as soon as you think holy name is below meditation process, you do offense. But the point is, in those ages, Krishna revealed to them a process which will help them chanting the holy name. It's a assistance to chanting of holy name, that's all. So just like prasadam, why do you take prasad? So that we get energy and then we can chant, no, otherwise we'll faint. So meditation is like that. In Satyoga, people used to meditate, make their mind peaceful, and then chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It used to help them for chanting. It used to prepare their consciousness to approach the holy name with proper mentality. The same with deity worship, same with meditation. But when Kali Yuga came, we have no capacity to do meditation. We have no capacity to do yajna. No capacity to do deity worship. So what to do? Holy name, we have no capacity to chant holy name with proper consciousness. So Mahaprabhu says, no problem. In Satyoga, I gave meditation as a help to chanting. In Dwapar, I gave deity worship. In Treta, I gave yajna. In Kali Yuga, I gave myself. Take me. Take my blessings. And by my blessings, you will be able to do those things which people in Satyoga were not able to do. This is what is happening. That is why he is Namo Mahavadanyaya. It took millions and millions of years for them to get love of God. And we can get in one life. So Prabhupada, that's why Prabhupada used to say that, perfect your life. Perfect your life. if in this life we are not able to perfect our life, we are not able to attain love of God, even though it is freely distributed, we will be the most unfortunate person on this planet. People who are outside, they are not unfortunate. Actually, if we miss the chance, we are the most unfortunate. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita purport, that verse is a Naradhama, Maya Pratagyana. So Prabhupada says the most fallen people are those who come to this movement and then leave. They're the most fallen. So don't leave Lord Chaitanya. Don't leave his teachings. Because you see, if you want something from somebody, at least you have to be with him now. If you're living in Michigan, and if the person is living in East Pilanti, how is he supposed to give you? He can't give you. You have to come to his home at least, no? So Lord Chaitanya is saying, stay with me. No problem, you sleep whole day. No problem. I don't mind. You eat whole day. You do whatever nonsense you do. But stay with me. Do my kirtan and stay with my devotees. And rest assured, you'll get love of God. That's what is Lord Chaitanya's promise. But although we physically stay, mentally we... Sometimes we go to Detroit, no, mentally. We are staying in East Pilanti, but mentally we go outside. Somewhere in our own world. In our own concocted dream world. So, we don't have to do anything. We just have to keep our mind fixed here. That's all. Keep your mind here. With Lord Chaitanya. Rest he'll do. He'll make impossible possible. So, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read Chaitanya Charitamrita daily. Actually, if without nectar of Lord Chaitanya, it's impossible to relish nectar of Lord Krishna. It's very difficult. There was a parrot. It's described in one of the books. And the parrot was in Navdeep Mayapur. And you know what? He was chanting Gaura Gaura. He was chanting Gaura Gaura. So Lord Chaitanya came and he was sitting below the tree. The parrot was chanting Gaura Gaura. No, Mahaprabhu closed his ears. Because he's acting as a devotee, no? So he told, no, chant Krishna. Why are you chanting Gaura? So you know what parrot did? Then parrot told, see, the point is, you may say whatever you want, but I'll chant Gaura Gaura. Mahaprabhu told, no, I order you, don't chant Gaura. Please chant Krishna. Then you know what parrot did? Parrot started, bullying? He was bullying Lord Chaitanya. He was saying, I'll chant Gaura. you do your business. You chant Krishna, I'll chant Gaura. Is there in Navdeep Mahatmya? You read that book. So, and then he was chanting Gaura Gaura. He flew. He was flying. Suddenly he found himself not in Navdeep, but where? In Vrindavan. So that Mayapur, Navdeep and Lord Chaitanya are portals to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya will kick us in Vrindavan. That's what Prabhupada writes there. He will force us into Vrindavan. Even if you don't want to go to Vrindavan. But in fact, you know one thing. Lord Chaitanya never went to Vrindavan. Did he go to Vrindavan? Only once he went. Entire life he didn't go to Vrindavan. You know why? Entire life he was staying in Jagannath Puri. He was teaching us how to remain away from Vrindavan and develop a desire to attain it. That's what he was teaching us. So that's why you're sitting in this Spilanti. Vrindavan is far away. But you know what? This is the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Pastime of Lord Chaitanya is not in Vrindavan. It is away from Vrindavan. And that's why Prabhupada, he didn't stay in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was saying, people asked Prabhupada, why you're not staying in Vrindavan? Prabhupada said, well, it is Maya for me to stay in Vrindavan. It is illusion. Because Lord Chaitanya's movement is all about leaving Vrindavan and not going to Vrindavan. If you think about it. Lord Chaitanya's movement is all about not staying in Vrindavan, but distributing Vrindavan to others. And that's what Prabhupada told to people living in Vrindavan. I am a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. I am in his pastime. He is the most merciful. I am here to distribute Vrindavan. He was going daily to Delhi at that age, 70 years, he was distributing. This is what we have to do. So if we understand how merciful Lord Chaitanya is, if you really understand, then he will start acting in that capacity. Lord Chaitanya gave the eligibility for love of God. That's what we have to do. We have to help devotees to get eligibility to advance. That's why we are doing this class. Now we are hearing about Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada wanted in his letters, Prabhupada said to GBC, one of the letters, please take care of devotees who are joining this movement. Educate them in the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada said that. So, like Lord Chaitanya has given us a responsibility. And if that responsibility, we can fulfill that responsibility, he'll do everything for us. He's ready to do everything for us. In fact, giving responsibilities is everything. You know what? If you serve that khichdi, you have made khichdi today? Daily you make khichdi or what? Like, if you serve khichdi to somebody, to devotees, then you may ask, you know, if I serve khichdi, what will I get? Something. One devotee asked Bhakti Siddhanta, I served this movement for 20 years and I didn't get anything. No money. I don't have any money now. After 20 years, I don't have a place to stay. He was a brahmachari. I don't have a wife. I don't have children. I got nothing after 20 years. And you know what Bhakti Siddhanta, he said? Tears were in his eyes. And he said, see, you're such a foolish person. You've already got everything. And you're saying you didn't get anything. You've already got service. Service is a reward of service. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful because he's given us the responsibility of his movement to us. And that is his mercy. If you think that is his mercy. Because everybody will not get this chance to participate in his movement. So he's merciful to allowing us to participate in his movement. The movement which is meant for Paramahamsas. This movement is not meant for us. It is meant for Paramahamsas. Preaching is meant for whom? Paramahamsas, isn't it? Preaching is not meant for us. Preaching, first you become brahmachari, then grihastha, then vanprastha, then sannyas, then kutichaka, bahudaka, then parivrajakacharya, then paramahams. And at that point you are supposed to preach. You can imagine. Bhagavatam starts with that. This book is for Paramahamsas. Chanting of holy names, kirtan, is for Paramahamsas. But Lord Chaitanya says, no problem, you come and you do that job which Paramahamsas has to do. So we are doing that job which great devotees have to do. So why Lord Chaitanya is doing that like that? Because he wants to give us credit. He wants to engage us somehow, and then he will find an excuse to give love of God. This is Lord Chaitanya. That's what he is merciful. Lord Chaitanya is always trying to find an excuse to give love of God. If you serve khichdi to somebody and if you don't do anything, then at the end of your life, people will say, my God, the other devotees will say, okay, yeah, he missed a chance. Lord Chaitanya will say, no. He served khichdi once to devotees. And so I'm going to give him love of God. He's finding excuses. We are finding excuses to leave the movement. He's finding excuses to find any one opportunity where you participate in his movement and he'll give you love of God. That is why Rupa Goswami says, he's Namo Mahavadaniyaya. That's what his nature is. As soon as we do offense, he closes his eyes. And as soon as we do some service, he becomes Jagannath. Big eyes, no? He's looking for service, you know, fine. And he did that service, fine. This service he did. And he gives that credit to us. So we are doing job of Paramahamsa, as you can imagine. So we have a lot of responsibility. But if we can carry out entire life, rest assured you'll get love of God. You'll get Krishna. What do you want? What else do you want in life? So let us be with all the devotees, all of us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu karaha vichar. Let us discuss about mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And distribute it as he wanted, as other our founder acharyas wanted. And we will experience that mercy, and we will be able to distribute that mercy. Hare Krishna, it's 50 minutes. Actually, I want to speak so many things, but yeah. But I made a point today about mercy, if you can. This is one point I just wanted to impress, that's all. Yes.
Well, you mentioned the three reasons for Lord Chaitanya's
advent.
And the internal reasons.
Yeah, internal reasons, yeah.
Could you describe this? Because I'm always unclear on this.
Oh, yeah, this is here, 6th verse, Adi Leela, chapter 1. There are external reasons and internal reasons why Lord comes. And there have to be more reasons also. Krishna's Kavira Goswami just gives two reasons, because we have to digest that first. But when Krishna comes, he has infinite reasons in his mind. He doesn't reveal. So external reason was preaching. But you don't call external reason external because it's not important. We feel external is important, internal is less important. It's not like that. External reason means what he's doing externally, activities. It's equally important as internal reason. I'll tell you why. External reason was preaching. You have to distribute. Internal reason is, there are three reasons. So he wanted to understand what is the love of Radharani. So when Krishna was doing, you know, when Lord Rama, he did his pastimes, he was feeling some lack in his heart. He did so many things, but he had a doubt that people didn't understand me as God. People took Lord Ram as a human, as a king. If you read Valmiki Ramayana starts, portrays Lord Ram as a king. Maryada Purushottam, no? He sets Maryada. You understand Maryada? Maryada means morals. He teaches us morals. So Lord Rama said, I should do a pastime where I will show that I am God. So he did pastime as Krishna. But when pastimes of Krishna finished, they were over. Lord Krishna had some lag in his heart. He felt some dissatisfaction. Lord Krishna thought, I did my pastimes. I revealed my nature. I revealed my qualities and everything. But my dear most devotee, Lord Radha, Srimati Radharani's, her qualities are not revealed. If people know me, they might benefit. But if people doesn't know my devotees' qualities, they will never attain me. So that's why Lord Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to know what is the glory of Radharani's love. Radharani loves Krishna. Krishna himself doesn't understand how much his devotees love him. That's Krishna. So if you say Krishna is omniscient, is that right or wrong? In one sense it's right, in one sense it's wrong, because Krishna doesn't know everything. He doesn't know how much his devotees love him. So that is why he comes as Lord Chaitanya, to taste the love of Radharani. This is the first internal reason. He wants to understand what is that love, how much they love him. And the second reason is, he wants to understand what wonderful qualities Radha has, that she is able to love me. This is the second point. And the third point is, what sweetness she feels when she loves me. So to understand and taste these three points, Lord Chaitanya came. Lord Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya to understand these three points. That's very much. See, these are very high topics, you know. We are not qualified to talk about it. But nevertheless, we should talk about it, because at least we should know the goal, where we have to go. At least we should know that. You can't shoot arrows in darkness, no. So what do you understand from Radha? We understand from Radha her selfless service to Lord Krishna. For us, we take teachings to that point. Her love, that we cannot understand now. And that's what is, yeah.
I was thinking about like the holy name, how can something that's spiritual be covered over by something material? Like,
why?
We have to learn how to chant it purely. Why isn't it always pure?
Holy name is pure, but we have to learn how to chant it purely. I get a question that if it is pure, then we chant and we become pure devotee immediately, no? That's the point, ultimately.
Sort of, yeah.
So why it takes a lot of time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes, you know why it takes a lot of time? Yeah, Prabhupada says, because we are doing offenses. As simple as that. We don't want Krishna. So, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna's attention comes to you. So, Krishna starts thinking about you. You chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is thinking about you. Oh, yeah, he's chanting. He starts thinking about you. And the next moment, what we do? Next moment, we are thinking something else. So, Krishna says, my God, I'm thinking about him and he's thinking something else. And then his mood is off. Okay, fine, next time I'll see him. The next time you chant Hare Krishna, and you feel so much love, then Krishna says, oh, Krishna is coming near you, and then suddenly you're thinking about pastry. My God, I was just about to meet him, and he's thinking about pastry, and then he goes away. I can't do anything now. So you see, he's not avoiding us. We are avoiding him. Holy name, he's ready to come near us as soon as we chant holy name, if we don't avoid him. But due to our foolishness, we keep on thinking something else, something else, something else. He can't approach us. We are avoiding him. So that's a problem, that's all. If you can somehow fix your mind on Krishna, as soon as you chant holy name, you will feel the presence of God. 100%. And that's what is offense. Offense is all about. All the offenses are, If you boil down to one statement, what is offense? Offense means you're avoiding God. That's avoiding God, no? So that we do in our mind sometimes, not physically. We start thinking about those things which we are not supposed to think. And then Krishna says, he's not ready to be with me. Let him prepare. And that is why holy name is not revealing himself to us. That is mercy. That is mercy of God that he's not coming to us now. That is mercy of God that we are chanting and we are not feeling anything. You understand? Generally we think it is mercy of, we are chanting Hare Krishna and we are feeling ecstasy. It is mercy we are chanting Hare Krishna and Krishna's form, name, pastimes are revealed to us. But it's ulta also. It is mercy of God that we chant and our mind is blank. It is mercy of Krishna that we chant and we don't get any ecstasy. You know why? It doesn't seem at mercy, no? It seems what's going on, you know? I don't have mercy. No, you have mercy. Lord Chaitanya knows just how to do mercy, nothing else. This is also mercy of Krishna. So, you know why? Because if he doesn't, if you're chanting and nothing is happening, now not much is happening, no? Our mind is still going here and there. So that's mercy of holy name. Holy name is holding himself back. So that we prepare ourselves. So that we get desire to chant more and more and more and more and more. And if you're separate from somebody, you want them. If you're close, then you have heard that familiarity brings contempt. So that's why holy name keeps himself away. He'll not make you pure instantly. He wants you to work hard. You know what? If you're hungry, then food is tasty, no? If they make a lot of tasty food and if you're full, it'll not appear tasty. Prabhupada says in Bhagavatam, so Krishna is making you hungry. He'll not make you pure. So then you will crave for purity, no? I want to become pure. I want to become pure. He'll not reveal himself. You'll crave for him. And when the day your craving is extreme, he will give you purity. And that day you will realize what is purity. So both are mercy. It's good. We are happy. Krishna is not with us. We are not happy. We are not really happy. But at the same time, we understand Everything is mercy of God. This we have to understand. That's what Prabhupada says. Krishna's mercy is mercy, Krishna's anger is mercy. Krishna's appearance is mercy, Krishna's disappearance is mercy. The day we realize this fact, we have understood Krishna. But this is difficult to understand, no? Generally, it doesn't happen like that. If Krishna, if we are not feeling happy, we think, oh, we don't have mercy of God. Then, isn't it? We feel like that, no? We are chanting, we are not ecstatic. There is no mercy. No, that's also mercy. Krishna is holding back ecstasy to make you hungry for that ecstasy. And then He will give you. Then He will taste that. It's all mercy. That's why Namo Mahavadaniyaya. Namo Mahavadaniyaya. When Guru scolds his disciple, is it mercy? That's mercy, no? For outsider, it might not seem like that. Outsider will say, oh, he's such a harsh teacher, he's nonsense, he's scolding his disciple, let's do some court case on him. You know, people do like that. Just like in America, if parents beat their child, they'll complain to police. This is like stupid country, you know, they think parents are hard and they want to beat their child. No, they are merciful. That's why they are beating their child. They want to save him from going on wrong path, no? So that's, everything is mercy about Krishna. His scolding is mercy, his anger is mercy, his disappearance is mercy, his appearance is mercy, his smile is mercy, his killing is mercy. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam, in Gita he writes, Krishna killed so many demons, that was his mercy. At least demons were fortunate to be killed by Krishna, no? We are not even that fortunate. He doesn't kill us. He doesn't do anything with us. That's our misfortune. So, am I clear? Am I clear? So, that's how we have to. Otherwise, you know, we become disturbed. Otherwise, when you chant, you don't feel ecstasy, you don't feel good. Then you feel, my God, I don't have any mercy. What to do? You get frustrated. No, don't get frustrated. If you are in the temple, if you are with Lord Chaitanya, you are never bereft of mercy. That is why it's Namo Mahavadaniyaya. Mercy is overflowing. It's overflowing. We just have to identify that mercy, that's all. You have to recognize that this is mercy. And then things will go on. Never be sad. So, anything else otherwise? I just went into philosophy a little bit. I have talked about past times.
Lord Chaitanya. So, side question, Prabhu, you were saying that even Krishna killing demons is also his mercy.
Yeah.
Meditators have heard that Krishna kills the demons and they are liberated.
That's mercy, no? Yeah.
So, can we throw some light on that specific instance? Like, when Krishna comes and kills, or when Krishna's other incarnations come and they kill, and then,
when other incarnations come and kill, people don't get liberated. There's no liberation. When Krishna kills, there's liberation, go to spiritual world. So Krishna's killing is special. And Krishna doesn't kill everybody, first of all. That is why, seriously, that's why Krishna took a vow in battlefield. What? He took a vow, no? I'll not kill. I'll not take weapons. Because everybody is not fortunate to come in contact with weapons of Krishna. You're not fortunate. People who have come in contact with arrows of Lord Krishna, they're fortunate. It's arrow of Lord Krishna is not different from Krishna, no? Everything of Krishna is not different from Him. So if arrow of Lord Krishna touches your heart, He's touching you. And that is why the demons He killed, they got liberated. Actually, they got love of God. They went to spiritual world. So you know what, there was one demon and Balramji, he was telling Krishna in Krishna book, please kill this demon with your chakra. Chakra? So Krishna told Balramji, see, the point is, you are elder to me. But let me tell you one thing. I don't advise my elder brother, but let me tell you, everybody's neck is not fortunate to get in touch with my Sudarshan chakra. You have to be fortunate to be have touch with that. So Shishupal was fortunate, no? people were thinking Krishna killed him, but Krishna made him fortunate. That chakra touched him. So that's Krishna. That is why you know that song Madhuram. You sing that song? It's Madhuram, Madhuram. You know that song? Yeah. Was that Beachy Madhuram? Nayanam Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuram. It's a famous song. They sing in ISKCON sometimes. It's written by Vallabhacharya. In that, he speaks, he says, everything is sweet about Lord Krishna. Everything. Huh? What?
All the Gujaratis
sing. Yeah. Now they're singing in ISKCON also, mostly. Many devotees are singing. It's a good song, yeah. It's a good song.
Also, Ramush mentioned Shisi somewhere that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, all the living souls in the universe were delivered. And then the next verse said that the universe was repopulated by the Sushan Jiva.
Yeah.
So, can you throw some light on that?
Well, everybody got liberated, and then when Prahlad Maharaj went back to Godhead, this universe became empty. Because Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Lord Narsingha, liberate everybody. Lord Narsingha told, you don't need to pray to me, they're already liberated. It's there in Bhagavatam.
So liberated means they all went to spiritual?
Yeah, it became empty. Everything became empty. Hmm. But then again, they are infinite jivas. Again, it was full of infinite jivas. We are one of them, infinite jivas. And so like Lord Chaitanya, when he left, everybody got liberated. But then again, people again populated. If we would have been there, we would have got free ticket to spiritual world. But that's called Kripa Siddhi. We were not fortunate to be that time. But you know what? We are more fortunate than that. Because we are doing service. People who went back free, they went back without doing any service, no? They're just taken back. So they didn't relish the service of Lord. They've relished the association of Lord. But relishing service is more sweeter than association of Lord. So we are more lucky to be left behind. That is more mercy. Really, that is more mercy to be left behind. We are doing service. Prabhupada says, a pure devotee is not interested to go back to Godhead. Prabhupada says in Gita, no? Because we are happy serving him. There was one devotee, Ramdas. You know South India? Ramdas. So he was a devotee of Vishnu. So Vishnu came to him. Vishnu told, come back now to spiritual world. You are my nice devotee, come back. Ramdas told, I don't want to come back. Who says I want to come back to spiritual world? I want to stay here. I want to preach your glories. And I am happy in that, more than happy. And then Vishnu told to Lakshmi, see, my devotees know even how to, they are even more intelligent than me. they know discrimination. My service is more sweeter than my association. That's what Prabhupada tells in this purport. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Is there a backstory for all these souls that got killed by Krishna, that they...
Backstory? What's
like
that?
Their past life?
There are. All of them, all of them. Putna, in last life, what she was?
Sister of Bali Maharaj.
Sister of Bali Maharaj. There is, all of them has a past, some things, like Kaliya. Kaliya also had some, I think. There are some things in past lives, everybody has. That is why they are born as a contemporary in Krishna's pastimes. Otherwise, you can't be born in that point of time. So they had some credit. They are there. Probably next life will be born with Lord Chaitanya. Who knows? All of you. Maybe some of you. Somewhere. Maybe as a neophyte in Lord Chaitanya's pastime. There were neophytes in Lord Chaitanya's pastime. Bhagavatacharya, he was a neophyte. Prabhupada says. So it doesn't matter. Even if you're a neophyte, you can go back to Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. You don't have to be Paramahamsa. You don't have to be pure devotee to enter pastime of Lord Chaitanya. It's not necessary. Prabhupada says, there was one devotee, Bhagavatacharya, he was neophyte. You understand neophyte? New devotee? He was there? Why he was there? Who knows? But the point is, you can be there. Even if you are new devotee. The only thing what Lord Chaitanya wants is stay here. He'll bring you back to him. Stay here. That's all. Don't offend devotees. Stay, don't offend devotees. We know that verse, Trinadapi Suni Chena, everybody knows. That explanation is different, I'll tell you afterwards, but that's it. Okay, so that's it. Let's stop here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, yeah. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, yeah. Tayakaur Premanande. Yeah.